Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll free at 1-888-776-1238. In honor of Military Appreciation Day, Associate Pastor Alva Lawson, United States Army retired, shares a message titled, Power Has Been Restored.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So this is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season, do you believe it? To reap what I have sown. Let's say it together. This is my season. For grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, only you know. To reap what I have. All right, I love this part. It goes like this. You see, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God has a purpose. And I know that he's able. I'm gonna seed in the ground that it's blessing, no more stressing. I've gotta seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and showing this is my season. Oh, oh, oh. Do you believe that? It's your season. This is my season. To reap what I have. How many of you sown good seeds? Say it again. This is my season. It's your time to be blessed.
For grace.
And for favor. This is my season. To simply reap what I have sown. We've come to encourage you today. We want to let you know this. Everything is working together for my good. Everything is working together. It's working for my good. And I'm talking about every hang up, every sickness, every hardship is working together. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. You cried all night long, believe it or not, it's working, it's working, it's working, it's working, it's working, be patient, it's working, be patient, it's working, it's working, don't you worry about it, he who's begun a good work, he shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it, don't worry, God's behind the scenes, and he's working, he's working. It's working. Keep fasting. Keep praying. Keep believing. Don't give up. 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 Help is on the way. 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 I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give in. I don't want you to give up. Please don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Hey, don't throw in the towel. Hey, don't go in the towel. Hey, say, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's working for my good. is my season. It's my season. Because you prayed and you cried, and you prayed and you cried, and you kept on fasting, and you kept on believing, and you kept on going when you are all by yourself. This is your season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season. This is my season. Oh, oh. This is your season. Oh, this is your season. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. This is my season. Yeah, yeah. It's your season for grace. It's your season for favor. This is your season.
This is my season.
To reap what I have sown. One more time. Say, this is my season. For grace and favor. For grace and favor. Yeah. This is my season. You're gonna reap what you have sown. Last time. This is my season. For grace. For favor.
Thank you.
This is my season. To reap what I have.
Come on, give God praise. Come on, give Him praise. We understand the season that God has in our life. And so we come and we embrace the season because we know that everything works out for our good. And so we thank God for the season that we're in. Come on, give God praise on this morning. We thank God. God bless you on this day. We thank God for those that are with us on this morning. We thank God for our praise team and our band. And just thanking God for those that are viewing us virtually and those that are here in the worship center. Thank God for Deacon Melton, Mother Melton, and their staff as we have been focusing on military appreciation in this past week. We thank you for your staff and those that are veterans, those that are active duty, those family members. We thank God for you because you play a very important role in the safety of our country. So we thank God for you. We thank God for our senior pastor, Pastor Jackson, Associate Pastor William A. Jackson in the absence on this day. Thank God for Assistant Pastor Randall Mack Jackson for being with us on this morning. Mother Jackson in her absence. And of course, all the mothers, amen. We thank God for you and the brothers that are in the parking lot, the deacons, the ushers, the hospitality ministry, everyone that's in the building on this morning. We thank God, amen. You ready for a word on this morning? I don't know about you. I've been praying over this word. I've been seeking God, and seems like there's a restlessness in my spirit, God. What it is that you want to do. I don't know what God's going to do. I'm just here. I'm just a messenger. So don't throw anything at me. Don't get mad with me, anything like that. But I'm going to say what thus saith the Lord. And so thank God for you on this morning. Thank God again for our virtual audience. We pray that the message will bless you this morning. We'll find you wherever you're at on this morning. It's been a difficult year. But God has always been our help. God has always been present with us and for us. And so because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be able to stand where we are standing today. And so we praise God and we thank God. So I thank God this morning for my wife. Amen. Pat, I tell you, she's the love of my life, the joy of my life, and blessed me with 4 children and 6 grandchildren. And so I thank God for her as we celebrate another year. So we're going to do it again. Last year was 50. Next month will be 51. So we're going to do it again. So we thank God. Thank God for her on this morning. Pray with me. Pray for me. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Then I'll share the scripture text on this morning. Gracious God, our Father, as we pray right now, God, we look to you. We acknowledge you, dear God, and realizing that it's through you that we live, that we move, and that we have our very being. God, there is nothing that we can do without you. Lord, we need you, God. We need you now, dear God. We need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh refilling in the Holy Ghost. God, we've been spiritually empowered, dear God, throughout this past year, God. But Lord, there are times when we're weak, God. But you tell us, dear God, let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season will come. And Lord, we bless you. Bless your word right now, God, that will go forth. Blessed is God. Let it do what you send it to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture text on this morning, briefly, chapter 16, verses 20 through 22. Very familiar portion of scripture that we're all familiar with. If you've been saved for any length of time, if you've been in Sunday school for any length of time, then what I'm about to read to you will be very familiar to you. And you probably could preach it better than I can. Amen. And so we praise God. Chapter 16, verses 20 through 22. I'm reading from the NIV. Then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. This time is different, though. I said, this time it's different. You can't do what you did on yesterday, do it today, and expect the same results. This time, look at somebody and say, this time it's different. It's different this time. Verse 21, then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shekels, they set him to grinding grain in the prison. But that changes everything. What was before has now gone. But we're now in the present. And so when you insert but, it negates everything that was talked about, everything that was mentioned, everything that was written prior to the but. The but gives us hope. It gives us restoration. But the hair on his head. Began to grow again after it had been shaved. You can take your seat. I got up this morning, Regina. Normally, I don't shave my head now that I'm coming to church. Because I want to look my very best. And my wife would tell me at times, you missed the spot. Do I have a witness out there somewhere? So I shave and I shave and I shave. And I thought it was about 6:30 this morning when I did my shave. And as I was shaving my head, I usually have to shave it, Kevin, you know what I'm talking about, at least two or three times to get all the hair off. And by the time I arrive at church, and what I'm doing right now is like, I missed a whole lot of spots. Because my hair has grown back. Now, you may have said when you saw me this morning, Pastor Lawson has a bald head. It's not that I have a bald head. It's that I have a shaved head. Because having a bald head means that there is no way that hair will ever grow again. But if I shave my head, I know that my hair will grow again. And it will come back. Look at somebody and tell them it's coming back. It's coming back. But I want to use for a topic this morning, taken from verse 22, the hair on his head began to grow again and as it had been shaved. Power has been restored. The power has been restored. As we look at the text, as we look at the book of Judges, it is again and again the children of Israel, how they sinned against God. They repeat this cycle, how they sinned against God. And God would allow the Philistines to oppress them. As God allowed the Philistines to oppress them, then they repented to God. God will forgive them, and God will send them another judge. Then they repeat the cycle again. They sin against God again. God would allow the Philistines to oppress them again. They would repent to God again. God will forgive them, and God will send them a judge to rule over them. In our text on this day, characters that you know of, Samson, and you can't mention Samson without mentioning Delilah. Samson and Delilah. You've heard many sermons preached. You've studied in Sunday school, Samson and Delilah. Samson's parents were Manoah and his mother. His mother's name was not known. But the angel came down and spoke to Samson's mother and said to her, "Though you are barren, I will give you a child. And you will name him Samson." And from the very day that she spoke to her, in her mother's womb, he would be consecrated unto the Lord. So consecration was the day that he was born until the day that he dies. Consecration is what God initiates. Communion is what we initiate. Because there can be consecration without communion. And so whatever God has purpose in our lives and whatever God has purpose for you, even in times that we sin against God and when we turn away from God, God said, "I still can use you." Samson was a leader. He was a mighty man of God. He was used by God. The Bible said that the Spirit of God came upon him when he killed a lion with his bare hands. The Bible said that Samson killed 1,000 with the jawbone of a donkey. When the Spirit of God came upon him to give him power. Samson was the last judge of Israel. The Israelites compromised who they were while they were in the land. The Philistines were in the land, but the Israelites were afraid of the Philistines because the Philistines were more mightier and they ruled over them. So they subject themselves to the rule of the Philistines. All this was good, but Samson had unbelievable power, his anointing or strength, but of the restoration power of God, a God who is long-suffering, kind, and understanding. Power has been restored in our lives. And maybe your life is like Samson. Maybe you felt that throughout this year, I can't make it. Maybe you felt as if I don't have the power. Where has God been? We've been talking about spiritual empowerment all year long. And I'm trying to make from Sunday to Sunday, day to day, paycheck to paycheck. And it seems as if God has abandoned me. I can imagine some of you may say, as Jesus said in the garden, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And it's not that God has forsaken any one of us, but God is still yet our very present help in a time of need. But if you look at the story on this day, we have to ask ourselves, what happened to Samson? Things just don't happen all of a sudden. The Bible says in that 20th verse, and it says, "Then she called." And "then" has to indicate that there was something that preceded the moment in present. What happened prior to when she called for Samson to wake up? Well, if you go back and you read, there was a situation where three times Delilah extracted or tried to get the truth from Samson where his strength lies. He had an opportunity to take the way of escape that God gave him. There's always a way to get out. He should have been like Joseph, just run away from the temptation. Every temptation that comes our way, God always gives us a way of escape. You need to take that way on this day. And so as Samson allowed Delilah to manipulate him to extract the source of his strength, Now, the devil is not ignorant of your source of your strength. He knows that God is almighty and that God is all powerful. He knows that it was God that protected Job when he asked for permission to take Job out. So he understands and he knows that if he can come between you and our God to disobey God, to sin against God, then he knows that what? The communion with God will not be there. As we look at this text and to see what God has done and what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in my life, because power has been restored. You can't mention Samson without asking God, Lord, how can you use me? I think there are times in each of our lives that we ask God, God, how can you use me? God, I've done this. God, I've done that. And there is no sin that's too great that God will not forgive. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul in Romans, the 7th chapter, and Paul said, when I want to do evil, when I wanted to do evil, I knew the right thing to do, but I didn't do it. I knew, you knew the right thing to do, didn't do it. And because you failed God, you said to yourself, how can God forgive me? But it's of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed. And his compassion fails not. They are new each and every day. Great is the faithfulness of God. Great is God's faithfulness. Great is God's love and God's mercy. Because nothing shall ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. All the good that we've done, God's power works in our lives. God's power helps us to make it through whatever it is that we're going through, because we all have plans in our life, but it's God's plans for our life. It was God's plans for Samson's life. The day that he was born, God knew that he would fail God. But God knew that his plan would come to fruition. God had already called him, God anointed him, and God was going to use him to do a great work to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines. Same in your life. God's called you from your mother's womb. Jeremiah 1 and 6 said, I knew you before you ever conceived in your mother's womb. I knew you. I knew what you would do. I knew what you would not do. I knew you, but I still called you. God still has his hand upon you. God said, I still have purpose for you. I still call you. God is calling you. You have the power that's available in your life. We've been talking all year long. Spiritual empowerment. Empowered to serve others. It's not that God left us, but God is still yet there. As we look at this text on this day, we see a contrast between God and the devil. We see a contrast where God wants to be in our lives and God wants to use us for his glory. We see the word but that's used in the text in verse 22. But the word but creates a shift in our focus. Something is about to change. I said, something is about to change. Negating what came before, invalidating or to discount the preceding statements or ideas. The word but is a contraction that invalidates, discount, or preceding statement or idea. It is used to introduce contrasting idea. We've got to have in our lives what I call a but moment. You lost your job. But God. You got a bad report, but God. It's of the Lord's mercies, but God. I fell down, but God. Do you have a but God moment where that situation seems to be as if I can't get through this, I can't get over this, and then you say, but God. He left me, but God. Children acting up, but God. Don't have a job, but God. Light bill due, but God. Mortgage too, but God. But God moment. You ought to take time and have a but God moment. Tell somebody, have a but God moment. Because of God before me, he's more than the whole world that's coming against me. I've got a but God, but God, but God moment. I'm going to praise him but God. Through it all, I'm going to praise him, but God. I'm going to bless his name, but God. I'm going to lift him up, but God. I'm going to magnify him, but God. But God, but God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. But God, let us exalt his name. But God, who is rich in mercies and love. But God. Everything that you need to know is a but God. We can always insert a but God in our situation, in our lives. A but God moment. I know that God is a God that will forgive me from all my sins. He says that he will remember them no more. Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will forgive their iniquities and will remember their sins no more. Highlighting God's promise of forgiveness. We talk about God's forgiveness. There are certain things that God cannot do. I know we say, well, you know, God can do anything but fail. No, God can't do anything. The Bible says that he cannot lie. He cannot lie. God, he cannot lie. He cannot sin. And so when we're saying that God can do any and everything, no, he can't. The Bible says even when we confess our sins, 1 John 1 and 9, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Power is being restored because this sin has been erased in the mind of God. It may not be in our mind, but in God's mind, it's been erased. He said he cast it into the sea of forgiveness and to remember it no more. There you go again. He can't remember. If we ask for forgiveness, we cast into the sea of forgiveness. He cannot remember, but God. He cannot remember, but God. We cast it out. We cast it out. And these things that God cannot do is called self-imposed limitation. He imposed it upon himself. I will not remember your sins. You asked me to forgive me, and I will remember them no more, and I'll cast them into the sea of forgiveness. Power has been rewarded. Let us look at our three insights on this morning and we'll let you go. Insight number one, spiritual complacency hinders our growth because we expect God to work the same way he did in the past. Let me read that again. Spiritual complacency hinders our growth because we expect God to work the same way he did in the past, and our daily challenges need a fresh anointing. I stated earlier that you can't expect to use what you used yesterday, today, and get the same result. It will hinder our faith in God. We've already pre-planned. If he did it this way yesterday, I don't need to have faith to trust him to do it again the next day. Believing in God, trusting in God. We recite the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, here we go, our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. God wants us to have a dependence upon him each and every day. Trusting in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but trusting him each and every day. Don't expect God to work the same way he did on yesterday. Even as God led the children of Israel out of Egypt and he fed them manna and quail. But he told them each day when they went out, only pick up what was needed for that day. Only pick up what was needed for that day. And any excess will spoil you. And so you can't come back the next day and use what you picked up on yesterday because it's stale and it's spoiled. And so when you're looking for God to move in your life on stuff you did yesterday and expect for him to do it again today, it's no good. It's for, give us this day our daily bread. Insight number two. We should always value the very presence of God more than the promises of God. For he is always present. But we may not always be in his presence. God never changes. But his presence changes everything. The Bible says, Psalm 16 and 11, in the presence of the Lord, there is a fullness of joy. Because if I'm in his presence, I have everything that I will ever, ever need. I will not be lacking of anything. And so I want to stay in the presence of the Lord. And so as we looked at Samson, the Bible said that in verse 20 to 22, he said that when Samson got up and he shook himself to free himself, and then he realized that the Spirit of the Lord, that God had departed from him. And I looked at that, Pastor Mac, and I read that over and over and over again, because it has to be line upon line and precept upon precept when we read and when we study the Word of God. And my Bible tells me this particular scripture, he said he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And if he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, the same God in Old Testament time, the same God in New Testament time, he will never leave me. Then he also said that there will be nothing that will be able to separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so we should always value the presence of God more than the promises of God. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Moses in Exodus 33 and 13 through 15, and Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and God got mad, and God wanted to strike them down, and God wanted to kill them. And Moses said, I'm not going to move, not unless you go with me. I'm not moving, I'm not going anywhere. I've got your promises of the promised land, milk and honey, but if you don't come with us, with your presence, I'm not moving. And we've got to be the same way in our lives if we want power to be restored. We've got to have the presence of God in our lives. It's not that God left Samuel. It's that Samson disobeyed God. And he revealed to Delilah the source of his strength and the secret of his strength. It wasn't in the hair. It was the relationship he had with God. I don't know about you, but I want the presence of God every day in my life. I want that daily bread experience every day in my life. I want that but God experience every day in my life. All that God has for me, that's what I want in my life every day. I want to experience the power of God in my life every day. I want God's provision in my life every day. I want the joy and the peace in my life every day. I want to be able to command the devil to take his hands off my family every day. I want God to show himself mighty and strong every day. I want to be able to say, but God, whatever I'm going through, but God, whatever I'm dealing with, but God, whatever I'm dealing with, but God. Hallelujah. If the presence of God don't go with me, I don't want to go. I say, if the presence of God does not go with me, I do not want to go. God, I need your presence, Lord. I need you, Lord. Lord, go with us, dear God. Insight number three. It's all about the restoration power of God. Power has been restored. You get the pastor, how can you say that when I'm going through? He sent back the Holy Spirit, and he dwells in us. He lives in us. We have the power, but sometimes we're just not connected to the power. I said sometimes we're just not connected to the power. I was home a few months ago. My ceiling fan went out. The type of person that I am, I try to fix stuff myself. Don't got no license or anything, but I'll Google it in a minute. I'm going to fix it before I call somebody. And if I mess it up, guess what? It's mine. I don't mind messing up my own stuff. But it's a problem when somebody else messes up my stuff. And so I took the time and I read and took pictures of all the wires to the ceiling fan. Went down to the breaker box first of all. Turned the breaker box off. Came back, took some more pictures. Labeled the wires. Got the new fan. Made sure, double check, triple check. Make sure my wires are connected in the right way. Didn't want to get electrocuted. And so after a while, everything's connected, put it back up. Go hit the switch. Nothing happens. No power. Nothing. I got it connected, but I don't have any power. So I go back and I begin to look. Make sure the wires are tight. Make sure that the color wires are matched with each other. Come back down off the ladder, go back and hit the switch. No power. Call my brother-in-law. He gave me an idea of what I need to do. Did it? No power. Then I got up on the ladder, Regina. And I pulled one of the wires. It was twisted. But as soon as I touched it, it fell apart. Even though it appeared to have been hooked up, it wasn't tightly hooked up. So there was a loose connection. And so I didn't have enough power through the wire to cause the fan to work. Maybe you have a loose connection in your relationship with God. Maybe you need to tighten some things up with God on this morning. Do you need to tighten some things up with God on this morning? Tighten up your loose connection on this morning. Call upon Him. Don't go by what you see. Can't go by what you feel. But God, I'm going to tighten this up, God. And I'm going to pray to God every day. Lord, give me what I need, Lord. Give me what I need, God. So sometimes all we have to do is just tighten some things up. If you find yourself weak, if you find yourself you don't have the power, you don't have that unction from the Holy Ghost, seems like you just can't do it anymore, tighten some things up. Tighten your connections up. Insight number 3. God's restoration process. Listen to this. It's not to restore you back to who you once were. I want better. I don't want the old Alva. 20 years ago, it probably was a good Alva, but I'm 20 years older. I need something better. God's restoration process is not to restore you back to who you once were, but to make you better. And making you better is not removing or eliminating your consequences, but empowering you to overcome your consequences. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New. Even if you restore, they tell me, even if you restore back to the original, being new is better than being an original. Don't want to be an original. I want to be new. And when God restores us, we've got to understand and realize, subpoint number 1, God's grace extends beyond our failures. and it precedes repentance. God's grace extends beyond our failures. When God saves us and when God restores us, God doesn't wait until we come out of the mess that we're in to restore us. He comes and gets us. He comes and holds us. God's grace extends beyond our failures. As you look at the text, if you looked at Samson, when he was in the pit, when he was in prison, when he was grinding the grain, and the Bible says he was blinded. He was humiliated. He had the scars. But God said unto him, I'm going to bring you out. God's grace extends beyond our failures and even our consequences. We can't do away with the consequences, but we sure can overcome them. Whatever decision that we make in life, and I tell my kids this, there are consequences. If you can live with the consequences, go ahead, make the decision. We've made some decisions in our lives, and there are consequences that we will live with until the Lord comes back. But we can overcome them.
Yes.
I said we can overcome them. 2 Corinthians 7:10, it says, God is sorrow brings repentance that leads us to salvation and leaves no regret. Subpoint two in our close. God's purpose for your life has not changed because of your failures. You have been consecrated by God to fulfill his purpose. Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing.
Yes.
He that has begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Christ. The work has begun. We're getting better and better. We're not going back to who we once were, but we're getting better and better.
Yes.
And so we have a God that we can thank. We have a God that strengthens us. We have a God that restores us in our lives and gives us the power to live this life for him. As you stand to your feet, power has been restored. We have the power of God that dwells on the inside, and we can't do it within ourselves. We've come through this year. We often say we came through danger seen and unseen. But God, take a moment. But God, who's rich in mercy, brought us through that accident. But God, that healed our bodies. But God, that brought us through the shutdown. But God, that made a way out of no way. But God,
hallelujah,
gives us peace when we're troubled in spirit. But God, and through it all, he never leaves us, nor will he forsake us.
There is a sweet,
yes, thank you, Lord.
There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Oh, come lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God.
God's presence is here. I'd rather have the presence of God than anything in the world.
Oh,
God's presence I value more than the promises of God. Because when all the promises have faded away, I'll have the presence of God. The altar is now open for those that desire to come. God speaks to our hearts to let us know that power and what we need is available. God extends His grace beyond our failures, our sin. He gives us that grace, His mercy, His love. God creates in us a desire to seek His face and to follow after Him, to live for Him. It isn't anything that we do within ourselves, but the power of God. I'd rather be in His presence to experience the fullness of joy. I'd rather be made new again, not to go back to who I once was. That was good, that was all right. But I want what God has for me. I want the best that God has for me, to make me brand new all over again. Because who you see tomorrow is not who you see today. That's the power of God. That's able to do more than we can ask or think. That's God's power. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Anyone else, you just want to come and have prayer, we welcome you to come at this time. You want prayer? You want to be saved? We're going to pray for those that are at the altar. And I believe that by the presence of God, the anointing of God, God wants us to trust Him. And maybe God is speaking to your heart right now. Maybe God is speaking to your heart right now. And He says, trust me. Lean not to your own understanding. Whatever it is that you need, that you came today, God is saying, step out and come to the altar. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray for healing. I'm going to pray for prosperity. I'm going to pray for peace. I'm going to pray for strength. And so whatever it is that you need in your life, take the opportunity to come. God is here, as they say. God is here. God is present. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of healing. I believe in the anointing that as the word is spoken, that it goes forth to those that have an open heart, those that want to receive of God, those that want to be blessed of God. If you're that person on this morning, come to the altar. Just come to the altar and just trust God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 If you're that person, I don't know what God's going to do in this time, because it's a fresh day. It's a fresh anointing. How He did it last week, how He did it last month, I don't know how He's going to do it today. Just that unction to say, come to the altar. Just that small, still voice to say, come to the altar. We've spoken, we've talked about this fresh anointing of God and trusting in God on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
We need to hear from you.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
We hear you.
We can't move until you speak.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
We can't move until you speak.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
We don't want to move until
Hallelujah.
You speak.
Hallelujah.
We need a word from you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Speak, Lord. We need you to speak, God.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
We need you to speak, Lord. Yes. We need you to speak to our situation, God.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Somebody needs healing in their body right now.
Speak, Lord.
You don't move right now.
Speak, Lord, speak, Lord.
We don't know what we will do, God.
Speak, Lord,
we need you.
Speak,
we need you. 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 Yeah. We need you to speak to our hearts, God. We need a word from you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, healer, provider, consigner, sustainer, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Speak, speak, speak. Oh, come lay down. Oh, come lay down.
Thank you, Lord.
The burden you have.
God, lift heavy burdens this morning. God, we hear you, God. While you speak, God, we hear you, God. In that small, still voice, God, we hear you, Lord. We hear you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your visit. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Thank you, God, for setting the captives free, God. Thank you, God, for setting minds free, God. Thank you, God, for healing sick bodies, God. Thank you, God, for saving loved ones, God. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way to God. Thank you, God, for being our but God in our time of need, God. God, we thank you, God, for your sweet spirit, God, that's in this place, God. Thank you, God, for how you brought us out, God, how you kept us, God. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you, God, for those that are here. God, those that are viewing, God, those that are at the altar, God, in the worship center, God. God, meet them right where they're at, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet them right now, God. God, I pray, God, God, that you will restore, God, everything the devil's took from them, Father God. Lord God, you declare that if the thief be found out, God, he would have to restore sevenfold everything that was stolen, God. God, we come claiming everything the devil stole, God. Our health, God, we reclaim it in the name of Jesus, God. Our families, we claim it in the name of Jesus, God. Our finances, we claim it in the name of Jesus, God. Our peace, We claim it in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for your power, God. How you restored us, God. Thank you, God, for restoration. Thank you, God, for forgiveness, God. God, as we pray now, God. God, help us, and Father God, to live our lives, God. God, to live our lives in expectation, God, that you would do what you said you would do, that, Father God. Help us right now, dear God, to seek you daily, God, for our daily needs, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be all that you've called us to be. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God. Bless the altar right now and those that are here, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. If there's anyone that wants to give their lives to the Lord, you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you don't want to return back to the original you. You don't want to return to who you once were. Hallelujah. You can stay at the altar and we will minister to you the word of God, salvation on this morning. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you. Turn to the hands of Pastor Mac.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services or want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled Power Has Been Restored, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 11-1625. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 11-1625. Tuesday, November 25th at 7 p.m. in the Bible Way Church Sanctuary, don't miss this special midweek service as Pastor Daryl Jackson delivers a powerful message of spiritual empowerment and leads an anointed altar call for prayer. This will be our final midweek service and corporate prayer of the year. Bring your family and join us for this impactful time of worship and prayer. Tuesday, November 25th at 7. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina, 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.